Hey, everybody, welcome to Deep Fat Fried.
And say goodbye to your eardrums. Thank you, TJ.
Say goodbye to your fucking eardrums. Scotty Kirk is really dumb.
What do you think of that, Scotty? Like them lyrics?
Well, TJ, I consider who's saying those lyrics. And, I mean, obviously, you're
the greatest man in the universe. Yeah, that's true.
You've always been opposed to me, TJ.
Yeah, that's true.
You've always been against me, TJ.
Should have killed you when I had the chance.
You tried, TJ, and failed.
Should have killed you when I had the fucking chance.
What do I do for a living? What is this?
What do you do for a living, Paul?
Yeah, what is this? What is this show?
What would you rather do for a living?
What even is this?
What would you rather do for a living,
You'd rather
Paul?
Suck a mean dick.
I didn't say I'd rather do anything. I said, what is it that I do?
I don't know. You get to be...
I deal with insanity day in and day out.
You get to be, I think, the second fattest now of three relatively fat neckbeards, bloviating and complaining and bitching and moaning and screaming and yelling.
All while doing nothing.
And
to
raging and
change
ranting.
Anything.
And, you know, basically just... Fuck the state of the world. What are you guys going to do about it?
Oh, nothing.
We make a podcast.
Hey, we're talking about it. That's the first step.
We're raising awareness of how bad things suck.
Oh, God, well, you're truly doing nothing.
So that someone else down the line,
what maybe you'll fix it.
What a way to dress up your bullshit. We're raising awareness.
It's got to be somebody that has more time. We're doing all the awareness raising.
Yeah.
So somebody else go out and do all the fixing.
Yeah, we're full-time awareness raisers. Where's the fuck? Yeah, you guys be the
We'll
fixers.
Point and let you know when we see another fucking wildfire getting out of
Look,
control.
Look, right there,
you know
right
I mean?
There.
Oh, this social program's about to fucking go to shit.
Someone fix it, quick.
And then, yeah, all you fixers jump in and take care of it, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, it's the perfect system. If only you guys would fucking carry your weight for once. Yeah.
Fall into line.
Start moving to where we point, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
It's like, come on.
What We've been we, pointing.
What do we have to do, for fuck's sake? So today's episode is about joke theft, joke thieves.
A.K.A. TJ's career.
Yeah. It's about me.
It's about TJ's career.
Most of his jokes from Bill Hicks and George Carlin. Yeah. LOL.
I've been accused.
Rightly so. You're a fucking thief, TJ.
Yeah. I can't think of a specific instance, but I know that I've heard it before. Like, you stole this from such and such or whatever. And sometimes
That one time when you flopped your man titty out and sucked on it, Carlin did that on almost every show.
Oh, did he?
He was always bringing his man titty out.
I didn't know.
You're totally derivative, TJ.
God damn it. So, I can't tell you, when I was doing the research for this episode, I cannot tell you how many times I saw in these articles this cute, cheeky little phrase, joke theft is no laughing matter.
Why?
So I made sure not to use that phrase in my research at all.
Oh, dude, it's because some of these people that write these articles, they just go look and like, what did someone else write? It was like,
I remember
I was doing this part about Dune?
They're continuously stealing that joke from one another. Well, not that it's a good
when
joke.
When I was doing the fucking research on Dune, it was like, it's Star Wars, but for adults. It's Star Wars, but I was like, oh my God, I'm so sick of this fucking phrase.
Star Wars for adults.
As if adults don't already watch Star Wars anyway.
I don't know.
How did a community of comedians come up with a joke that's so unfunny?
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem to be it seems to be the journalists that cover it that that like that
I guess,
phrase.
All right.
So it's just our hack media. Don't worry.
Well, I think of the phrase "no laughing matter." I think more of that crazy ass scene in Dracula.
Yeah, that's like, that's constantly what's in my head too.
Yeah, you know, when someone says that, it's all like it's like, oh, that's whatever.
I should think not.
It is no laughing matter.
You know,
I was talking about how much I just love that fucking movie, dude. Like,
sorry, Drac.
I was talking about that
didn't
scene
know it was a touchy
earlier
subject.
Today with her. I'm like, nah, dude, when you see that scene, that sets the whole tone for the movie.
Those are the best scenes in the movie, man. Whatever. It's neither here nor there. Why are you derailing the shit, Scotty?
I'm sorry. I was thinking about Dracula.
Let's
talk about Bram Stoker's Dracula for the next
All right.
2 hours.
So this is now an impromptu episode. Fuck this joke theft bullshit. This is now an impromptu Dracula episode.
Yep.
No, it's not. So, sorry. We gotta do this.
Gotta suffer through a TJ episode.
Another lame-ass TJ
episode. You've had a couple of conversations with one of these gentlemen here, TJ.
Yeah, me and Carlos, we go way
yeah,
back.
Yeah, of course.
all right, so do I really have to explain what joke theft is? No, it's when someone steals a joke. It's pretty fucking... You don't really need much of an intro. I mean, obviously, no one gives a shit if, you know, you steal a joke from your cousin and you tell it to your friend or whatever. Jokes aren't really something that we in the civilian population or whatever you want to say. We're, like, no one gives a shit about that.
If I tell you a fucking
real life.
If I tell you some joke and you go tell it to some other people, that's not really joke though, because I probably didn't make up that joke and I'm not trying to
build
even
if you did, you know.
And like, I'm not trying to I'm not trying to build a career on telling you a fucking party story, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's not
But you know, if you make your living as a comedian and you know, you steal a joke from someone else who is working as a comedian or a comedy writer or whatever, then jokes are you know,
well,
that's business.
At that,
that's
a business. At that point, you're dipping into that person's livelihood.
Right, and it's a form
image.
Of plagiarism. Yeah.
And you have to develop a routine and, in comedy. Like, most of these comedians have to develop an act, and a lot of times it's like they have, like, okay, this is how this is going to go. Like, most comedians don't get up on stage and just go, I'm going to talk about some bullshit. There's definitely ones that do that. But a lot of comedians, like Carlos Mencia and Joe Rogan, they develop an act. They have stories they're going to tell. They're going to have things they're going to touch upon. So if you go and take that formula away or take a story they... you know, that happened to them personally away from them and then attribute it to you, that's kind of fucked up.
Well, most comics, you know, don't really have much of a sense of humor about joke theft. I have a few kind of choice things here. Patton Oswalt, in an HBO interview with Vice, said that, you know, he basically said that life should be made very uncomfortable for joke thieves. Mr. Carlos Menstelia. This guy's been accused of stealing bits from Bill Cosby, Ari Schaefer, George Lopez, Bob Levy, Bobby Lee, basically everybody's accused this motherfucker.
A bunch of people.
Jokes.
Everyone who was hanging around at that time in his life pretty much is accused him of joke thievery.
His thefts were pretty goddamn brazen in some instances. He's stolen. Apparently he would. Here's a fucking total alpha dog kind of bullshit move. He would literally steal comedians' jokes while they were in the audience.
So he didn't even care that they were there to watch him doing their material.
Like, there were instances described where he's on the stage, someone else is about to go on after him, and he will literally steal the jokes of the person who's about to go on after him.
Wow.
Just to be that big of a fucking dickbag.
He didn't
give
a fuck. There was minutes of, like, some George Lopez show that he just lifted.
13 minutes, I believe, said was totally lifted from
just lifted it.
George Lopez. Now, we've all seen Joe Rogan versus Carlos Mencia. We've all seen that confrontation. If you haven't, go check it out. Joe Rogan literally accosts Mencia right to his face while Mencia is performing. And that's a great video. I found another video that I'd never seen before that I think I might like even better than the Joe Rogan versus Carlos Mencia confrontation. It was in the aftermath of that. Carlos was on some radio show. And he was actually talking about the Joe Rogan stuff. It was a softball interview. The DJ was totally taking his side and was like, yeah, oh, Rogan was overreacting. He's just bitter. He's jealous of your success. Blah, 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 blah.
Of course.
So he's getting this schmoozy, ass-kissy interview from this radio
DJ.
Oh,
Carlos, you're so smart. You're so
right. You would never steal jokes, Carlos.
Carlos.
You're so good. So then this happens. I don't know why it...
yeah, I guess it...
But I know where it starts, so here you go. So
right,
this...
Mike, everybody's like, dude, you exploit stereotypes. You know, there's stereotypes, and you just do this and that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a stereotype Olympics. So we did that yesterday. We actually had a stereotype Olympics where we had five guys, you know, black guy, white guy, Asian guy, a Middle Eastern guy, and a Hispanic guy. And we had them just compete in stereotypical events to see if everybody actually had. So for the white guy... We had an ice skating contest. For the black guy, we had a watermelon eating contest.
Oh, my.
That's awesome.
Is that so wrong?
It's
hysterical.
It's funny.
We had a rock throwing contest.
Oh, all right, listen. No. Carlos.
Oh, that's my.
Great. For the Asian, we had a penis measuring.
Carlos,
I'm having a good time, man, and I need not to put anybody down. And I don't want to be anybody's friend that doesn't want to be my friend. On a personal level like that aside, you know what?
We're your friend.
I don't need any.
We're your friend,
I don't need
Carlos.
Any. Dude, I have enough friends. I have enough family. I don't need any. I don't need any friends.
But we're your
anybody.
We're your
that's
friend.
Right. That's right. That's right. Carlos, thank you for coming on.
But,
listen.
Poor, you know what? It's sad. It's sad. But
it's sad.
You know what are you gonna do,
Carlos? You're gonna be in town, and this summer you're gonna be at the Civic Center here in San Diego. Wish you the best of luck, man.
Yeah, man, and...
All right, the other shoe's about to drop.
Go to CarlosMencia.com or Carlos Mencia MySpace, and we're moving to July 9th, so not this Sunday, but next Sunday, that's when the season starts, and season one DVD out on sale, uncensored now. I will be coming into town. The show's almost sold out.
Oh.
So, yeah, get them quickly, man.
Thank you, Carla.
Make sure you come in.
Brother. All right, man. See ya. Eddie.
Oh, no.
Eddie, I can't... You know what?
No.
Listen. I can't have Carlos on the air again. That's
what?
The last time.
What?
That's the last time.
Oh, Ashley, just wait.
I think he's a nice guy. I'm going to give you the whole rundown on everything,
what?
Okay? Carlos is a nice guy. He is. He sounds like a very nice guy. That stereotypic Olympics, and I'm not going to say this on the air with him because it's not going to go anywhere healthy.
Right.
It will result in him being miserable the rest of the day, and then I'd probably be kind of miserable the rest of the day because him and I would have, like, got into it. Stereotypical Olympics is an idea that some DJs came up with in Miami.
Shut up.
In fact, we heard the idea from these guys in Miami, and we were going to do it here on the air.
Yeah.
We heard the idea from them at Morning Show Boot Camp last year.
Oh.
Yeah, like in our... notes back from boot camp.
Yeah, we got it in our notes.
It's like
stereotypical Olympics
from about 10 months ago that says stereotypical Olympics, and it lists basically exactly everything he said they did.
No.
And so here we are.
Oh, F.
Here we are talking about the fight between him and Rogan.
Radio was so stupid.
Oh, F. I mean, yeah, I can see what this guy fucking, the guy was totally professional. He's like, man, fuck this dude.
Yeah, you notice that as soon as Carlos started making that joke, he started kind of rushing him off the air.
He was trying to wrap it.
Yeah, he's like, okay, Carlos, that's great. You're great. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Where Rogan says this together.
Of course he would. You know why he would? Because he's a thief and a scumbag.
Oh, my gosh.
He denies over and over and over to us.
Why didn't you call him out?
I'll tell you why. Because I would have been miserable the rest of the day.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It wouldn't have gone anywhere healthy.
My hand to the Lord. I would have been miserable the rest of the day.
Yeah, well, it would have been so uncomfortable.
It's not that it would be uncomfortable. I do stuff that's uncomfortable all the time.
Yeah.
That's not what it's about. It's not about the uncomfortableness.
Oh.
It's about I would have felt bad all day.
Yeah.
He would have felt... But
who cares?
Who cares?
He deserves to feel bad all day.
He should feel bad. He's a fucking thief. He's a worthless sack of shit that fucking literally any idea that comes to him is just like, you know what? Let me take that one. I mean, he goes on this guy's fucking show, this fucking radio show, and just takes some stolen material and just shoves it back in the face like, yeah, I came up with this shit. I got a big brain, bro. What a fucking retard.
As he's
dude.
Defending himself.
For plagiarism.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I didn't do that shit. Bullshit. Anyway, here's my new idea.
And you wonder why? It's like, obviously, we're not going to watch the clip with Joe Rogan, but it's like his defense of himself is so fucking weak. It's just so like, oh, yeah, you know what? You caught me. Fuck you, bitch. It's just, it's pathetic, man. He couldn't play it off. He couldn't admit to it. And now what does Carlos Mencia do? He plays fucking shitty restaurants or some shit, doesn't he?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what he does now.
I'm sure
he's still got a lot of money. He had a fucking syndicated TV show for seasons.
I'm sure it's not the money thing. It's the prestige. Like, he's not fucking selling out arenas anymore.
Nobody's trying to go see Carlos Mencia anymore.
Yeah, he's playing at, like, improvs and shit.
Yeah.
Shouldn't even play in
improv there. Houston.
And you know what? Now they can't fucking just, like, nakedly steal material anymore. Where is fucking Carlos Mencia?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably still nakedly stealing material.
On a smaller scale.
Yeah, on a much smaller scale.
You gotta love him for that. He's kind of like a toady. It's good to know he's out there stealing jokes for the rest of us. You know what I mean?
Any given town.
He's like the Rumpelstiltskin, you know?
Carlos Mencia waits with his notepad, waiting for you to tell a funny joke.
If you run into a Mencia, don't worry. They're harmless.
They just want to steal your jokes.
That's a good one. Got anything else?
Amy Schumer. Schumer.
Now, this is a fucking perplexing one, because I've heard so many people go, no, I've seen the compilations. I'm not sure if you pulled any. You probably didn't, but it's just like...
They're so long.
Yeah, but it blows your mind.
I have a couple of comparisons. So Amy Schumer has been accused of a lot of joke theft. It seems like it might be a little bit on the trumped up side.
In some cases,
in some cases, she has it. Kind of, she has a degree of plausible deniability.
But there's a couple that's because clear.
Like there's a Mad TV bit from a few years ago where, well, I mean, like it's literally beat for beat. Like it's 2008, I think it came out, and beat for beat, it was basically the exact same as the thing she did on her show. But you kind of have this plausible deniability of, well, you know, she didn't necessarily write that. One of her writers might have stolen it, but not her.
The Conan defense.
Right. Although he didn't even make that defense. Right. He tried to just be like, it's all a coincidence. I don't know what she didn't have any specific. I wasn't able to find any specific defense of this. Just a vague denial. Like, I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Because obviously, because he busted Mencia, a lot of people go to Joe Rogan on this, and he kind of dismissed it. Well, he was kind of like, oh, that's more like a coincidence kind of thing. Like, if I remember correctly, he didn't think it was a big deal.
So let's see this coincidence in action.
Big bad fight.